Today, we'd like to see the title of Ascending to Jerusalem in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 up to 48. To unite with the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 37 and 38, then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." List similar verses of the other three Gospels and what prophecies were fulfilled and why the disciples did so. Question 2, in verse 40, "But he answered and said to them, 'I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stone would immediately cry out.'" What does it mean? And why is it not the time to keep silent? Last question in verse 41. "Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it." Why did Jesus weep in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, those who hated Jesus, the noble man, and did not want him to reign, the kingdom would be punished. In the last verse, Luke chapter 19, verse 27, "But bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, slay them before me." Now, verse 28, "When Jesus had said this, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem in order to be crucified for us. And it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany at the mountain called Olivet, that Bethany, the southeast of the Mount of Olives, Jerusalem, Olivet, the Mount of Olives, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, 'Go into the village opposite you, where as you enter, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here.'" Verse 31, "And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you losing it?' thus you shall say to him, 'Because the Lord has need of it.'" Find a colt tied in order to ride on. For example, to ride on horse means king's authority. But Jesus ride on a colt or a donkey, that means humbleness. Jesus king's authority, but instead of horse, Jesus rode on colt or donkey, humbleness, humble king. Verse 32. "So those who were sent went their way and found it, just as Jesus had said to them. But as they were losing the colt or donkey, the owners of it said to them, 'Why are you losing the colt?'" Verse 34, "And they said, 'The Lord has need of him.'" So now 35, "Then the owner of the colt allowed them bring the colt for the Lord, because the owners also, like many people, thought through Jesus the King that the kingdom of God would appear immediately." In verse 11, "Utterly keen to destroy Roman Empire and to establish the glorious Israel kingdom, not the eternal kingdom on the earth. That's why owners allowed the court to. They brought him to Jesus, and they drew their own clothes on the court, and they set Jesus on him. And as Jesus went, many spread their clothes on the road. Verse 37, then as Jesus was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice. This was fulfilled by Matthew chapter 21, verse 9, Mark 11, verse 10, John chapter 12, verse 15, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. First of all, Matthew 21, verse 1, Synoptical Gospel. Then the multitude, that's question one, who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna meaning save now, to the son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now Mark 11, verse 10. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. John, another gospel, John chapter 12, verse 15. Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. That's a fulfilled Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. That's fulfilled. Then, for all the mighty works they had seen and saying, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Here, the king, the rejected stone became the chief cornerstone. That is the king, the Lord. Psalm chapter 118, verse 22-24. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Matthew chapter 21, verse 42, Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected had become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Also, Peter cited Book of Acts, chapter 4:11. This is the stone which was rejected by your builders, which had become the chief cornerstone. That is the King, the Lord Jesus Christ. See, above chapter 19:11, we already covered. They thought, the audiences thought, the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Even his disciples too, John chapter 12, verse 16. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about Jesus and that they had done these things to him. So disciples at that time didn't understand Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection and establish eternal kingdom either. Saying, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Now 39, and some of the Pharisees called to Jesus from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples because of their envy or jealousy against Jesus. Like Matthew chapter 27, verse 18, For he knew that they had a hand, he is Pontius Pilate, knew that they had handed Jesus over because of envy, jealousy. Then verse 40, but question 2. But Jesus answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Now, not the silent times. The silent times before this Palm Sunday to ascend to Jerusalem, because of not God's time to be crucified yet. For example, Jesus feeding 5,000 men. Jesus asked, keep silent. Jesus' daughter, Jairus' daughter healed that time too. Leper healed that time. Jesus asked to keep silent because not God's time yet. John chapter 6, verse 15. Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come, make Jesus by force to make him king, but Jesus departed again to the mountain by himself alone, by feeding 5,000 men. Luke chapter 8, verse 54 after 56. But Jesus put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, little girl, arise. Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and Jesus commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but Jesus charged them to tell no one what had happened. Also, Matthew chapter 8, verses 2 and 4, leper healed the case too. And behold, a leper came and worshipped Jesus, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. But now, God's time, that's why his disciples shout and all people, not in a silent time now. The stones would immediately cry out. That means the stones are his creatures, through which he is praised. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14 up to 16. In whom we have a redemption through Jesus' blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, right here, stones, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. That's why stone, the creatures on earth, also praise the Lord. Verse 41, now as Jesus drew near Jerusalem, Jesus saw the city of Jerusalem and wept over it. The garden, Mount of Olives is eastbound. Eastbound is seeing Jerusalem. Entire, the oldest city of Jerusalem can be seen by the Mount Olives. He saw the city and wept over it. Because, this is question 3, because Jesus knew that they did not believe in Jesus as the Lord of the eternal kingdom, rather than that earthly kingdom, but rejected him. And so they were punished soon as follows. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 27 up to 31. But a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' laws dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Over how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has tempted the Son of God on the foot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So that is Jesus made a prophecy that Jerusalem will be destroyed. Verse 42, saying, "If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Blind eye to see the Lord's visitation, the time to accept the Lord." The opportunity of eternal life was given in verse 44 in the context, "You did not know the time of your visitation." Verse 43, "For the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side." In AD 70, by Titus, the Roman emperor, and his soldiers would completely destroy the city of Jerusalem and level you and your children within you to the ground level, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. About 6 million Jews killed. That's why Israel's star is a six, the corner star, that symbol of 6 million Jews killed. Verse 45, "Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, drove out the merchants." For example, what a problem over commercial activity in a church. Like a church member defrauded by another church members in church. So Jesus doesn't want us in temple as a sale or buy is a merchant activity. Verse 46, "Saying to them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." Simply marketing place is there. So I visit there in that place too. Verse 46, "A house of prayer," cited Isaiah chapter 56 verse 7. "Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." Den of thieves, cited from Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 11, "Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, says the Lord." Then 47, "Then Jesus was teaching daily in the temple." That temple is a certain part over Jerusalem. in the temple, the close to West Bank. But the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people sought to destroy Jesus. Because we need teaching daily, because we need daily bread for souls as well as bodies. Matthew chapter 6 verse 11, give us this day our daily bread, not only physical bread, and spiritual bread as well, because our body is consists of two. One is the physical body and soul and spirit. Also, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That really confirmed me to Israel tour. The word of God will stand forever. Any property, you know, whatever property depends upon time is depraved. For example, is Bethlehem, the church building they call the church of nativity. That church building, in order to maintain the church building, every year $40 million is needed. So that above the $40 million, the word of God shall stand forever. So that is really thrilling me. So every word, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him, in other words, to kill him, because of envy or jealousy, and were unable to do anything for all the people, because all the people were very attentive to hear him, pay attention to hear Jesus' teaching. We covered all three questions. Do you have any questions? So I'll be glad to answer. Do you have any questions?
I got one of
them. Yeah. Yeah.
라는 것입니다. 하나님 하는 그대로 있는 거죠. 근데 여기서 우리가 알 것은 하나님은 전지 모든 걸 압니다. 우리는 모든 사건의 그 구석구석을 다 모르고 또 더군다나 미래도 모를 뿐더러 모르기 때문에 전지하다는 것과 또 하나님은 절대 주권자입니다. 그 사랑 그 하나님 원하는 대로 하실 수 있고 또 거기에서는 반드시 공의하고 또 하나님의 그 엄청난 사랑 이러한 성품들이 거기 다 배어 있다는 겁니다. 이러한 모든 것이 현명과 선을 이루는 것을 우리가 알 수도 없죠. 거기에 대한 이제 질문이 그 하박국이나 그 바울도 거기에 대한 그 질문에 대한 답을 했죠. 하박국이 보면은 1장 2절입니다. 여호와여 내가 부르짖어도 주께서 듣지 아니하시니 어느 때까지니까 내가 강포로 말미암아 외쳐도 주께서 구원하지 아니하시나이다. 그런데 유대인들이 상당히